Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jor, a couple of things caught my eye here about COVID-19. I wanted to share them with you so you could yell at me. Maybe some listeners could yell at
That'll
me.
That'll be fun for me.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We all need an outlet, and I'm... Happy to help. Anyway,
Appreciate that. This
really caught my eye here. A new report from Penn Wharton Budget Model shows that states that open up before June may save up to 18 million jobs, but at the likely cost of over 200,000 additional lives. The model also shows that if Americans were to relax all physical distancing measures with a full nationwide reopening, back to where we were in February, national deaths would reach a cumulative and catastrophic 950,000 by the end of June. So
Aren't you a ray of sunshine?
Well, I just, look, everybody wants to get back to normal. I get that. We're all wired to want normal, but I fear that a few weeks from now we're going to be looking back and going, doggone it, you know, some states went too fast, and we're going to find out which states are doing it right. But you know, I'll say this, it hits home when it hits home. And when my mother-in-law developed COVID, it hit home. A lot of people say, well, it's not going to happen to us, you know. Why do I have to worry? I'm young. I'm healthy. And yet, 1918, and everybody's comparing this, the experts, the epidemiologists compare this to the Spanish flu. And everybody in 1918 and 1919 and 1920, everybody knew somebody that was either killed, a friend, a family member, a colleague, may not have been a close friend or a close family member, but everybody knew something. And the experts are saying that this may be no different, that all of us will know somebody who either got it and recovered or got it and didn't make it. I hope they're wrong, but again, we should listen to the experts.
Well, here's a fun story. The government is now looking at your poop. That's right. They believe they can monitor the spread of coronavirus through
my poop.
They're looking at sewage systems as a way to predict where the next hotspot may be. Jay Butler is the Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases at Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And he said that the virus has infected, obviously, more than 1 million Americans. And we are able to track wastewater. He says there's not a ton of evidence that transmission is through stools. But remember the other week, actually, I did a story about how coronavirus can get spread through farts. I know it's disgusting, but it's possible that particles could become airborne through farts. Well, he is giving credence to that crazy story. He says the virus can be present in human waste. But as you like to say, it's a feature, not a bug, because then wastewater could be monitored for the presence of that marker or whether or not it's in a community. And it could, we can use that as a canary in a coal mine or, I don't know, other kind of mine, who knows, and see where it is going to spike, eventually where it's coming from, where it is going to. I know it's absolutely insane, but the CDC is exploring the potential for wastewater testing to inform a response to the coronavirus. They said, look, they're looking at it. They're not actively doing it right now, but they are looking at it. And you know what? I know it's gross, and no, I wouldn't necessarily sign up for that job, but if that's going to help, if that's what's going to get us out ahead of the coronavirus, got to do what you got to do.
But in the short term, what you're saying is we should not hang out with people who fart.
That's probably a good practice anyway.
Hey, honey. Honey.
Yeah.
I need to talk.
Probably a good practice anyway.
Okay.
Probably.
Interesting. Interesting. A new KSTP Survey USA poll, Jura, finds that 82% of Minnesotans approve of Governor Walz's handling of the crisis. 82%. 34% approve of the president's handling of the crisis. 59% disapprove here in Minnesota. The other thing that caught my eye, and imagine in a million years that this could happen in the United States. When Hong Kong was hit by a second wave of the virus in late February, listen to what they did. They took very fast action. They barred non-residents from entering the city. You don't live here, you can't come in.
Wow.
They halted travelers at the airports. They implemented strict quarantine and testing measures on all arrivals, regardless of origin. Those under home quarantine, listen to this, electronic bracelets to track their locations to make sure that they would not leave.
That's
now that the worst seems to have passed, Hong Kong hasn't seen a case of local transmission in more than 2 weeks. But again, can you imagine those kinds of steps being taken here in the U.S.?
It's the real deal. It is the real deal. When we come back, we're going to speak with Dr. Greg Pollan from Mayo Clinic. That's all next on CCU.
Paul and Jordana, thanks for tuning in today. Dave Josephson producing. He is responsible ultimately for this goat rodeo.
Wow.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
Wait. I'm just reading what's here on the cue cards. way to throw
poor
DJ
David
under the bus. It's not my fault, man. No, not my fault.
It was David. Sorry, buddy.
Listen, we have a lot of amazing experts, and we're trying to get a diverse group of opinions and experts on talking about coronavirus and let you at home make up your own minds. Gregory Pollan is a physician and vaccinologist. He is the Mary Lowell Leary Professor of Medicine at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, as well as director of the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, also editor-in-chief of the medical journal Vaccine. So I would say well-versed to be able to talk to us about immunity. Dr. Pollan, thanks for joining us today on CCO.
My pleasure. This is our hometown radio station, right?
Well, thank you for saying that. We appreciate that. I think we come in loud and clear in Rochester down at the Mayo Clinic.
Absolutely you do.
Wonderful.
Hold on, Paul. Before we get to this interview, I have to interject. Doctor, I know you have a connection to WCCO, and I just wanted you to, in 30 seconds, just share it with the group, because you shared it with our producer, David, who is in charge of everything.
Yeah, just real quickly, I told them when they asked if I want to do the interview, I said immediately yes when I heard it was WCCO. Way back, this is 82, when I first moved to Minnesota. My new wife and I were wanting to do a camping trip, and we didn't know any better. We called WCCO, talked to the weatherman, Mike Fairborn, and he picked up the phone and talked to us for about 10, 12 minutes, and I've never forgotten that. He was a wonderful man.
He is, absolutely. I'm glad you had a good experience. Did the forecast turn out okay, doctor?
It did, actually. He
good.
Said, you know what? I think you've got a window from, I remember this clearly, from Friday to Sunday morning. Go. And we did, and it worked.
Very cool.
Love that story. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, you wrote an article, and it kind of rocked my world a little bit. It got me thinking different about this virus. First of all, your point was this is a sprint, not a sprint. This is a marathon. We're in the early stages. People who think that it's fading and going away are in for a rude awakening. The other thing you said, you wrote, that made me do a triple take. You said the four seasonal coronaviruses, some of which produce just plain old colds do not seem to induce long-term immunity.
Right.
Here we are thinking that if we catch this thing, we're going to be immune. Is that a mistaken assumption, doctor?
I think it is. It is an assumption that's too early to say one way or the other. And in fact, this is getting really complicated quickly. Released today was a paper on what's called a preprint server showing the mutations that have occurred in SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, and that are spreading and have spread basically worldwide. The implication of that is that, like all of these kinds of viruses, would it ever be possible that you could have immunity to one form of the virus, over time the virus mutate, and now you have incomplete or no immunity to the newer mutated form of the virus? That happens, obviously, every year with influenza. Could it happen with COVID-19?
Okay, so how is this different then? It happens with influenza, and we know that influenza can be deadly in the immunocompromised, in the elderly, and the very young. So how in the past, and is there protocol for this, have we managed this effectively?
How have we managed so far, given this? Is that what you're asking?
No, like, is the flu the same as this virus, you know, similar in this virus,
so we're just going
to have to manage it as we manage the flu?
Yeah, well, the difference that we have with flu is that it mutates much more rapidly than COVID-19, but is not as lethal and is not transmitted to as many people. And we have a vaccine that's usually moderately effective, but very safe. With COVID-19, we don't have any of that. We've got a virus that, yes, it mutates more slowly, but when you get infected, you spread it to more people. The case fatality rate is greater. We don't have antivirals. We don't have a vaccine. And so a very different kind of case scenario. Now the big news is that this virus, as expected for those of us that study these things, is accumulating mutations. And the question is, will these accumulating mutations make no change in the virus, make it less virulent or more?
But, doctor, could this explain why some people appear to be getting reinfected? And if this is in fact mutating, aren't we trying to hit a moving target? It's, you know, often the vaccines for the regular flu have little or no effect. I mean, could we be putting ourselves in that position with COVID-19? And I guess what I'm really asking, you know, we think there's going to be a vaccine, a silver bullet. Again, are we going to be disappointed in 12 or 18 months when they say, well, this may help, but you may still get it. Maybe it won't be as bad.
Yeah, Paul, that's a great question. The flu vaccine does offer benefit. Now, it may not protect you from getting the flu, but it's much more likely to protect you from getting pneumonia or being in the ICU or dying. And that's the real benefit of it.
Right.
We may have to accept that same state of affairs in the first generation of COVID-19 vaccines. In other words, a vaccine that seems to protect, we don't know for how long it will protect, just as you pointed out, that most of the human coronaviruses do not provide long-lived immunity. You, for example, you get infected by measles when you're 3, you're protected till you're 93. That's not the case with these coronaviruses. So we may have to accept an okay vaccine for COVID-19 in the first iteration and then improve it as we go along, particularly if we see this evolve into a seasonal virus.
You also write that we will not have a vaccine by next winter. Is that how you really feel, or are you just trying to give us best worst-case scenario?
That's how I really feel, and here's why I say that. Is it possible to have a vaccine before then? Absolutely. Is it possible to do it as safely as one that we would do in our normal 3 to 5 or 7 years? Probably not.
Doctor, we love to travel. We love our freedom. We like to move from point A to point B. to really stamp out these localized brush fires of infection that are going to keep fanning, they're going to keep reigniting. I mean, do you see curtailments in travel to be able to really knock this thing out as we get a couple of waves of infection?
Yeah, I do, Paul. In fact, I think this is really hard for people to understand. What you see today in the way of cases and severity is not a reflection of what's happening today. It's a reflection of what happened 14 to 28 days ago. And so I've certainly noticed, you know, nice weather this weekend. People are tired of being cooped up. And yeah. It's like, whoa, who told everybody that they could go out? Like this. So it's very likely we could see a resurgence. It is very likely that we'll see a resurgence this fall or winter as we move back into our winter time. And the dangerous part of that is superimposed right on top of our annual influenza epidemic.
Can I ask one last question, Doctor?
Sure.
When people compare this to the Spanish flu of 1918, is that a fair comparison?
It's a fair comparison in terms of thinking about how do pandemic viruses behave and what lessons can we learn. Now, influenza is inherently a different virus than COVID-19, but there are so many similar overlaps, including in 1918, we saw three waves of that virus, and the second wave was the worst of the three. That's one of the concerns on us as scientists, on our minds, is will the second wave this fall be the worst or same or maybe less severe than the first wave was? Nobody knows yet, but we're kind of watching and waiting to see what happens in the Southern Hemisphere.
Dr. Gregory Pollan from the Mayo Clinic, the article is troubling, and we appreciate you joining us, and we also appreciate your connection with WCCO. So thank you, Doc.
Thanks,
my
doctor.
Pleasure. Be safe.
Pleasure
thank
was
you.
Ours. You too, sir. Thank you so thank much. 651-989-9226. Are you making firm plans this summer, whether it's maybe a family vacation, summer camp? Are you booking hotels? I just booked an RV, and I'm kind of excited about that, and I'm not having second thoughts, at least not yet. What about you? Give us a call, 651-989-9226. Are you making summer plans? That's next.
436, Jordana and Paul, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. So are you making plans? That's the question now. We heard that Governor Walz is hoping to open hospitality soon. You can book a campground. In fact, our producer just did that. You'll hear about that in a minute. Are you going through with that family vacation or that family reunion that you are planning? We've all had a lot of things get canceled. Weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, birthday parties, certainly vacations, college tours, college. Things have been getting canceled. So are you confident and are you making a plan? And then what's the plan? We want to hear it all. The phone number is 651-989-9226. Are you making a plan? 651-989-9226. I'll start. Mm-hmm. My youngest bat mitzvah is planned for this fall, and we are planning on going through with it. Most of her friends that have been planned in the spring have gotten postponed, so they are postponed till next year at some point. But right now, I am planning her bat mitzvah as scheduled in early fall of next year. So fingers crossed. Paul,
wait,
are you planning? Are you making a plan?
Wait, the bat mitzvah is fall of this year or next year?
No, fall of this year, this coming
fall. Fall of this year. Would she, I mean, if there is a second wave, if there's another lockdown order later this year, would she delay it until next year? Or would she do a virtual? Could you do a virtual bat mitzvah?
Well, of course you could do a virtual, but that's not really something that you want to do. Everybody can do a virtual. And many people did. They did their service and they Skyped or Zoomed their service for people where it was too late to make that change, you know, when the lockdown order first went into effect. We could do it, but we could also postpone it for a year. On her 12th birthday, she becomes a bat mitzvah anyway. So it's more of this is more the marking of everything that she's learned in Hebrew school. She gets to lead the service. She gets to make speeches and she is honored. So it's more of a tradition. So we'd like to honor her with that tradition, let her do what she has been learning and have a party. So we would just postpone.
Cool. All right. That makes sense.
What about you? Are you planning?
My wife has a, you know, Lori has a big, big, big birthday coming up on May 31st.
Yeah, 35, right? 35?
She's turning 30.
Yeah.
And very excited. But bummed, you know, because who knows if we'll be able to do anything. Mm-hmm. But her point is, look, we'll celebrate next year, and this year doesn't count. This year does not count towards your overall age. We are renting an RV, Jor, and going out to Montana and meeting our kids who are moving back from Seattle, and we're going
Such
to
great
help
news.
Bring them back, including our three-month-old son, Jordan.
Now wait to meet that baby and suck on his face. He's so delicious, that baby.
You will stay 6 feet away from that baby?
Eat him up.
No, but so, look, we're going to do everything we can to lower the risk. When we're out and about, we'll wear a mask. We'll take plenty of hand sanitizer. But, you know, I'm going to enjoy the summer. We're cooped up indoors half the year. I'm going to enjoy my summer. I'm going to be responsible. But I think if all of us just take a deep breath, we can have everything we want. Most everything we want, have a great summer, and still keep other people safe in the process. I hope so.
Dale, we see you. The number is 651-989-9226. David started this conversation because you told us that once the campsites opened, you jumped at booking, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, my family, we love camping. And as we were looking at the summer, you know, flying somewhere, doing something extravagant is probably not going to happen. But look, we think there's a good chance we can go up north, maybe with a couple of other friends, and rent a campsite and enjoy, you know, northern Minnesota. So we went on and looked. And sure enough, right now, if you go on Minnesota State Parks and reserve, you can reserve anything after the current stay-at-home order on May 18th. So we booked a couple of campsites for us and some friends of ours in the third week of June, and we're hoping by that time that we'll be able to go and be able to be in a group of six people up there. If we're not supposed to do that, we won't go, but we've booked it, and it gives us something to look forward to.
There you go.
Smart. Yeah.
651-989-9226 is our number. Dale's our first caller in St. Paul. Dale, are you booking, and where are you going?
I was just practicing that breathing. I was sitting here so long that you were, you know.
That's a long time, Dale.
I thought I was put in quarantine again. No, I'm kidding. No, I think I'm going to, you know, I really think that if anything, I think I've learned, our family's learned that, you know, everybody's conscious of washing their hands more, just going around when you touch anything. In general, I know I think it's been an eye-opener, but I think we're going to try and do some golfing and maybe go up north to a cabin. But as far as traveling, it's probably not going to happen. We did it the last couple of years, and I got a son in college. One done, one in college. We still got to go up to UND to get his stuff out of the dorms.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, we still got to give us a certain day to do it and all that. But, yeah, I think we're going to try and be as normal as possible. And I think none of us are in that age group that's at high risk. But, you know, we're still just trying to stay safe, but stay conscious of, you know, hopefully the second wave doesn't come through. But I think we're going to just try and live our life, get out golfing and you know, and just try and live our life. I don't know if anything's going to get back to normal, probably till. It'd be a good year from now, I think. I don't know, when are we going to see stadiums full of that? Do you ever see that happening next year? I don't see that happening, you know. For like baseball games, we're going to be Paul, you're going to be 5 seats apart or something. You won't be next to nobody, you know.
We'll all have our own row, our own aisle.
That's what it will be. You know, it'll be something like that. Mm-hmm. We'll all have to wear masks and gloves, and it's just the way it's going to be, I think, for the whole summer. But thanks.
As long as I can slurp my beer.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Yeah, thanks, Dale.
Diana in Woodbury. Do you have any plans for the summer, Diana?
Oh, we do, and we hope to carry through. Our first daughter is getting married on 8/8/2020.
Wow. Congrats.
But thank you. And we're excited, but we don't know. We're kind of on the fence if we should even, you know,
keep it going, yeah, because we have 250 people on the list, and we have a huge venue. And, you know, even if they say, you know, 25% or 50%, you know, who do you include and who do you, you know?
Right. Boy. It's tough. So, yeah, I get it.
And they're saying maybe another wave. So who knows? We're just hoping and praying for the best. But, you know, if we're going to reschedule it, we need to do it soon. And we already have the save the date. So.
Yeah. Diana, we wish you a big mazel tov on the upcoming wedding. We hope it happens. We will pray for you and the family. Rob, Milt, we see you. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. More of your calls after the break. We're asking you about your plans. Governor says we're slowly opening things up. We've seen it move much faster in other states where there are fewer restrictions. So are you ready to get out there? You ready to take that fishing trip or that family vacation or have that family wedding that you were planning and make it happen? David booked a campsite. I'm still moving forward with plans for the bat mitzvah. Paul's hopping in an RV. What are you doing? 651-989-9226. Or the question is, what are you not doing? And it's okay to call in and say, you guys are freaking nuts and I'm not going anywhere. Keep flattening that curve. We just want to feel the energy. We want to hear what you're thinking and what your thoughts are out there. Let's see. Milt has been waiting in Fargo. Milt, thanks for calling.
Can you hear me okay?
We can, sir.
Got
Thank
you, Milt.
Okay, good. I just want to say I think I've got a cabin up by Itasca, so I'll be going there. But I literally want to say I think Waltz has been doing a good job. And another thing is that I really have just been obsessed listening to Mark Cuban lately. And I liked everything that, you know, was happening with the economy and the way things were going until all this happened. But now, because I have so many friends that are Democrats, you know, and I'm to the point where I would want this Mark Cuban right now.
Well, tell us why. What's he been saying that's so intriguing for you?
Well, if you just start Googling him and listening to stuff, he said about if we put together the FDR, you know, thing about the New Deal and put people back to work like that, it would pay for itself 10 times over. And look at, you know, things like bridges and roads and infrastructure and stuff.
Sure.
And he is so spot on. Mm-hmm. I listened to him on a business channel the other night, too. That every now and then the country needs somebody to step up and be a hero. And I think that this is the guy to step up, because I'm to the point right now where it's never going to end with the division, you know, of the country. And this is the guy that, and he said at first he would maybe run as a Republican, but now he's thinking more of being a libertarian, you know? And if he ran, I'd be so far behind it that, you know, because it's not going to end this division. And I think he's the guy, you know, it would polarize the country like JFK.
Milt, interesting stuff. We will Google Mark Cuban. Yeah. I like him too. I'm a fan. Thanks for the call, Milt. Rob's been waiting in Minneapolis. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, we've had a few issues. So, we were supposed to be coming back from Hawaii tomorrow. We rescheduled that for the end of July. But the bigger trip was 9 months ago. We planned our 25th anniversary to go to Australia. So first Australia decided to set us up on fire. And now we have to sort out what's going to go on. But some information last week has got me thinking, you know, thinking differently. So the same CCR reporter Monday, Wednesday, Friday asked the question we've all heard about: what percentage of people I've gotten sick from care centers, and the health commissioner knew the answer right away. He then asked on Wednesday during the press conference what percentage had pre-existing conditions. She knew 99% right away. But Friday, he asked a question that she didn't answer. And the question was, back in March, the health commissioner said that we were testing some of the tests to confirm it was COVID. So he asked, if now that we have testing kits, are we testing all the deaths? And her answer was, we're testing some. And she would not give an answer to what that was, what some meant. So then his follow-up question was, how are you classifying COVID then if you're not testing? And her answer was, if they have similar symptoms, it's a COVID death. That's like shooting a dart at a wall with a blindfold on. So how many people are actually dying from this?
I don't think we know, do we, Rob?
No, we don't.
We don't have enough testing kits out there. I mean, it's going up. It's going in the right direction, but we still don't
and
have
enough
testing.
And we also probably never will. The same thing is classified with the flu. When you have the flu, and she explained this. When she explained this at a press conference, when you have the flu, we never know how many people die of the flu every year. And it was interesting to me because I thought, well, for sure we have metrics on that. Of course there's data on that. And she says, no, because these people often have underlying circumstances, underlying conditions, they're not always classified as one or the other. So I think that we're not going to know the answers to that. And we're going to have to live in that space of uncertainty. That's where the breathing exercises come in. Mm-hmm. We're just going to breathe through that uncertainty because we're not going to know those answers.
Well, again, you know, the numbers have been turned into a weapon, right? Why are you inflating the numbers?
So,
is it 70,000 deaths? Is it 100,000? Is it 50,000? We know people are dying from this thing, and it would be nice to get a firm number. Do we have time for Corey in Redwood Falls, our last caller? Corey, any plans this summer?
Yeah, we're going to Woman Lake.
Where's that?
Good for you.
It's up by Hackensack, Minnesota.
Nice.
Beautiful lake.
So you're going.
Beautiful lake.
Yeah, we're going to go. It's in the middle of June, so we got a little bit of time yet. But, yeah, we're still planning on going.
Good for
you. Have an awesome time, Corey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. Yeah.
When we get back, we'll revisit our top stories and play a few fun little nuggets. Are you canceling rent? There is a cancel rent movement happening. This month in May, a lot of people couldn't pay their rent, and it is a new movement. I feel their pain. It is the COVID-19 is affecting us all, especially in the pocketbook. So we are going to talk about the cancel rent movement. And then at 5:35, we are going to have Deed Commissioner Steve Grove talk about our questions about unemployment and your benefits. I got lots. We'll open the phones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.